Accordingly, our speed was 25 miles, that is, 12 4-kilometer leagues, per hour. Needless to say, Ned Land had to give up his escape plans, much to his distress. Swept along at the rate of 12 to 13 meters per second, he could hardly make use of the skiff. Leaving the Nautilus under these conditions would have been like jumping off a train racing at this speed, a rash move if there ever was one. Moreover, to renew our air supply, the submersible rose to the surface of the waves only at night, and, relying solely on compass and log, it steered by dead reckoning. Inside the Mediterranean, then, I could catch no more of its fast-passing scenery than a traveler might see from an express train. In other words, I could view only the distant horizons because the foregrounds flashed by like lightning. But Conseil and I were able to observe those Mediterranean fish whose powerful fins kept pace for a while in the Nautilus's waters. We stayed on watch before the lounge windows, and our notes enable me to reconstruct, in a few words, the ichthyology of this sea. Among the various fish inhabiting it, some I viewed, others I glimpsed, and the rest I missed completely because of the Nautilus's speed. Kindly allow me to sort them out using this whimsical system of classification. It will, at least, convey the quickness of my observations. In the midst of the watery mass, brightly lit by our electric beams, there snaked past those 1 meter lampreys that are common to nearly every clime. A type of ray from the genus Oxyrhynchus, 5 feet wide, had a white belly with a spotted, ash-gray back, and was carried along by the currents like a huge, wide-open shoal.